Okay, we're learning the Gemara in Makkos Daf Kimel Amud Beis, and we're in a series of memras, random memras, seemingly, of Amar Rabbi Demar Shmua. And so the Gemara is moving from topic to topic to topic, which is makes life interesting. Today's topic, we'll start to discuss an Indian of Shabbos. And the Gemara, one-line Gemara, and the Gemara tells him, Rabbi Demar Rav, HaPose Beis Atar B'Shabbos Chayv Chatos, Maskel Rav Kahana v'chima bein zel megufa aschavis, amalei zeh chibur v'zeh eno chibur. So the Gemara tells us that you might think that megufa aschavis is a case you have a barrel with a sealed lid, and you're allowed to take a knife, take something, and scrape off the teat to pop the lid. That you can do. So if that's allowed, why can't you tear open the shirt? So the Gemara tells us, no, that is a chibur. The shirt is called a chibur, and the megufas chavis is not considered to be a chibur. Fine. Now, what we're going to spend time on today is discussing what malacha are you violating in poseh beis atzavur, because after all, the Gemara just says you're chayiv, but it doesn't say you're chayiv mishum ma. That's going to be the topic. And Rashi tells us, ha-poseh beis atzavur sha'asa peh lechaluk chadash. You have a brand new shirt, and you're making an opening, a neck hole, for that chaluk chadash. Your chayiv, says Rashi, shetiken kli, yet you're metaken kli, and hayde nekla hakam yishum da amar maravidor le'el. It's part of a memory of amar maravidor marav. So it's an isser of tikun kli, says Rashi, and in our language, what malacha is tikun kli? Makot padish. The tolda of makot padish, this is a kli chadash. Is this kli in its current state usable? Not really, because you can't get your head in. By tearing open the neck hole, you're rendering it into a finished product, and that is the malacha of makeh bepatish. Important little point. What is compelling Rashi in the sugya to learn its makeh bepatish? What is perhaps compelling Rashi in the sugya that this is a malacha of makeh bepatish? Menachem Berkowitz?
Because you're putting the finishing touches on the shirt.
True. That's true. But you're right. You're not wrong. You're right. But I get that. More than that. A little more than that. What's driving it? Oh, Mr. Waxman!
Because you're making it a totally new thing?
Yeah. You're saying the same thing. Same thing. Schneer Zalman! That's what I'm looking for. Because of the kasha to chavis. Because what are you doing in the chavis? Are you tearing anything in the chavis? You're not tearing anything. You're basically popping the lid. You're popping the lid. It's got a lid. The lid is like glued on. And you're popping open the lid. So that's definitely not korea. So therefore, if you're asking a real kasha over here, it's like when you're popping over the lid, are you now, when you open a tuna fish can, are you allowed to open a tuna fish can on Shabbos Kodesh?
Yes.
I say no. I say no. I say no. Why will I say no? Because right now, when you have a tuna can, does this tuna can have any use to you?
No.
It is just it's a brick. It's a nothing. Now that I open up the lid, what do I have? I have a vessel that I can go ahead and take things out of, put things into. When it's a sealed thing, it's not a vessel. So some poskim say that opening up a can and now rendering it into that which has in and out, that's called asiyas kli. And if it's called asiyas kli, it's asur and Shabbos, makeh bepatish. So the Gemara has a hava mina that when you have this megufas chavis, the megufas chavis is a sealed lid, and maybe that's called when you open the lid, just like when you tear open the neck hole, you're making a kli, and therefore it should be aser. Why is megufas chavis mutter and this is aser? That's the kasha Gemara, which lies nicely if you hold makeh bepatish. So what's the Gemara's answer? This when it's sewn, that's a chibur. When you have a lid that is glued onto its chavis, that's not a chibur. If it's not a chibur, then what's the Gemara really saying?
It's really
When you pop the lid, you didn't make a kli. It was already a kli. The fact that you have a screw on top, if you have I'm not saying a wine bottle. Wine bottle is more complicated. A beer bottle. A beer bottle, which is, and then you pop open the, the beer bottle. So it's the pkak, the cap on a beer bottle is called a pkak keter in Hebrew. Why is it called a pkak keter? It likes a crown. It's like it's got the little ridges. It's like a crown. So that, would you say that's a chibur? That's not a chibur. There's nothing. You popped a lid. That's when it comes to a question posted. When you have, let's say, would you say a cork is a chibur? It's not a chibur. It's pressed in there, but it's not a chibur. So when you open up a cork, that's not a problem of asiyas kli. Perhaps, post can discuss, when you have a metal screw-on cap, in order to go ahead and when you unscrew it, what do you do? What's happening? You're breaking the seal. You're breaking the cap. The cap is leaving a ring behind. Perhaps that is enough to call it a chibur, and then you're making a kli. Which kli are you making? What kli are you making? You're making the cap that heretofore wasn't usable because it has that ring. Now you're making a cap. Also, another factor. That's another issue. Soda cans, arguably, one can make up an argument that when you open up a soda can and now you're making a nice little spout that makes it this now pourable. Before, it was just a brick. Now you're making it into a usable clean. Now, again, the svar lahafucha, the reason that many are makil is because all of these kelim that we're talking about are disposable kelim. Is that you pour out its contents, you get rid of the tuna, you pour out the soda, and then what do you do with the kli? You throw it in the garbage. So therefore, one might take the position that because you're throwing it in the garbage, that's why it is, it's not called a kli al pidin, because it's disposable. That's such an argument. Listen to this. You have a Snapple bottle. Glass Snapple bottle. Glass Snapple bottle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So it's got some kind of...
Like a beer bottle. Like a beer.
So you open it up, pop, and it and now you have yourself a... Now, let's say you want to be really, really machmir, or you're gonna be really machmir or really, really cheap. Either way. Glass bottle. You're drinking. You're drinking half the bottle. The rest you're gonna put in the fridge. Does that bottle require tevilas kelim?
Only if you reuse it.
I said I'm drinking half the bottle and I'm putting it in the fridge. So one might make the following argument: is that if it's called, if you assume these removing of bottle caps and the like. Is usur on Shabbos because you're making a kli, then who's making this Snapple bottle into a kli? You are. And what are you? A Jew. So it doesn't require tefilas kelim because it was a kli that was nasis al yedei Yehudi. So a chumra in Hilchos Shabbos might yield for you a kula in Tevilas Kelim, because you're making the kli, and therefore that's going to be a kula there. Okay, I'm not discussing that. I want to discuss Haposek Beis HaTzavar, but I'm just kind of fleshing this out a little bit, just so you understand some of the issues. Okay, so Rashi says that we're talking about Makar Patish. Which other Rishon that you might not have seen also says Makar Patish? The Ritva. The Ritva, at the end, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam with a twist. You see, Rabbeinu Tam's bothered. There's no chiddush over here. Yeah, you open up a kli. It's a brand new kli. It's not usable. Now you open up the neck. It's usable. Of course, makar patish. It's not really a chiddush. So Rabbeinu Tam adds a little bit of a chiddush over here. So it's not a new kli. It's not a new shirt. It's a shirt that you give to the laundry. And back in the day, when they went and you put a shirt in the laundry, for whatever reason, to make sure the water gets to where it's not got to get to, they would sew up the neck hole. And when they sew up the neck hole, that's how they did it. Just like you have in laundromats today, they staple stuff into the things. I hate that too, but they staple stuff into the thing. So here they went ahead and they sew it up. They bring it to laundry. Now you get it back. Now that you get it back, are you making a brand new kli when you open up the neck hole? It's not brand new. It's not a new kli, but nevertheless, you're now rendering this into a wearable kli. That's makab patish. Either way, Rabbi Natan and Rashi learned the malacha is makab patish. That is crystal clear, and that's Rashi's position. You take a look at the Rambam, and a very important Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Chol Shabbos Perik Yud Halacha Yud the following. Now, Rabosai, when you learn Rambam, you must be sensitive to the words of the Rambam and the geography of the Rambam. Critically, critically sensitive. So you read the Rambam over here, and the Rambam says, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, HaKorea Kedei Litfor Shtei Tfiros, if you do Kriya Almanas Litfor Yechayev, Aval HaKorea LaHafsida, if you tear in order to what? To destroy, to damage, Potem Yishuk Mivdei Shum HaKalkil, HaKorea B'chamoso O Almeso, if you're really angry, your kids are acting up, and you want them to calm down. So you take a garment, and you look at them angrily, and you say, you take it, and you say, this could be you, and you tear it in half. And all of a sudden, you have converted Vildachayas into angels, and your anger has been 90 degrees. And your anger has now been assuaged. What? No. In such a case, what's the halacha? So the Rambam says, Yechai. Why? Because was this a productive kriya or an improductive kriya? Productive. You calm down. Korea meso. You have a mace, and your anguish is assuaged, or you're doing a mitzvah with kriya. So the Rambam says that is chayav because yanuach yitzra hol v'chamaso shachocha and hareza kimitakin v'chayav. And then the Rambam writes haposeach beis hatzavor b'shabes chayav. And if you tear open an echo, you are chayiv. It doesn't say tear open, it says haposeach. Stuck it in over here. Now, if you look at the Kesev Mishnah, the Kesev Mishnah quotes the Ritva in our daf, and the Kesev Mishnah says, what's the malach over here? Makab patish. Now, I don't know, I can't say for sure, if the Kesev Mishnah is saying, commenting over here, that he, the Beis Yosef, believes the malach is makab patish, or he's even suggesting that the Rambam holds it's makab patish, because the Rambam doesn't say, just says chayiv. But lefi ani yudaiti, and I have no doubt in my mind about this. Ein li shum pikpuk badavar klal, that the Rambam's position is mak is aposeh besatzaver is chayiv mishum korei. Now, why do I say that? Number one is geography. This Rambam is talking about Melechus Korea. And that's where he puts this halach. Number two is, does the Rambam anywhere talk about Makab Patish?
No. Yes.
Sure. If you turn the page and you look at halacha Ted Zion, that's where the Rambam begins his presentation, HaMakab Patish. So if it's Asni Shem Makab Patish, where should the Rambam have put Posek Beis Hatzav? Should have put it over there. But he didn't put it over there, he put it over here, which is in the context of Melechus Korea, and the next Rambam in Halach Yir Alev is also talking about Tofer Korea. So that geography is compelling, in my opinion, is that the Rambam, if he meant Makab Patish, he should have put it there. He puts it here. He means Korea, and I think that is the simple understanding of the Rambam. And it'll be corroborated in a moment. Rabos, if I were to ask you, you'll ask me, okay, how did the Rambam understand our sugya? Because the Gemara is setting up a kasha between Korea, Posebes Hatzavar, and Megufas Chavis, which should have nothing to do with Korea. It's a good question. Minchasid addresses it, people will talk about it. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to ask you now, within Meleches Korea, Sorry. Take it back. Within the action of Poseach Beis Hatzav, Rambam says Korea. Rashi says Makar Patish. What is the issue that is driving that machlokas? And the answer is simple, clear, and obvious. Correct. What's the name of this malacha that we're talking about today? But I'm talking about Korea now. What's the name of the malacha? What's the name of the block? In the Mishnah, Shabbos, Avayin, Gimel, what's it called? It's called Korea Al Menas Lifra. Why is it Korea Al Menas Lifra? Where was Korea the Av Malacha done in the Mishkan? Curtains. What happened? What happened? No. You know what happens to curtains? They are moths. There are butterflies. There's different things that eat into the curtains. And they make holes in the curtains. So you get a hole in the curtain. Terrible. So now you have a hole in the curtain. You want to fix the curtain. How do you fix the curtain?
Terrible.
So to fix a hole is hard. What you do is you make a bigger cut. Now you have what to work with to make a seam, to make it meaningful. That was the malach. And therefore, in the Mishkan, it was Korea Amenas lit for it. Now, there's a clear and fundamental chakira that everyone talks about, that everyone asks, and that is, what is the definition of this malach? What is the definition of this malach? While I'm at it, are there any other almanas malachos in that Mishnah? Any other almanases? I know you don't have it. I'm asking if you know anything. If you have any basic knowledge. What?
Lightning to extinguish.
That's not an almanas malach, actually. Oh. Good try, though.
Meichek.
Meichek almanas lichtov. That's a good one. There's two more. Actually, one and a half. There's one for sure. What? Right? Soter almanas lignos. And there's one, maybe more. One more, maybe. Machlokes Rishonim. Matir. To untie, almanas, lichshon. Okay? What?
The half of
Tosfos. The half of Tosfos. I'm just in the almanas world. Now, Rabosai, what do all these almanas malachas have in common? What?
It's a destructive act for destruction.
Okay, so then all of these actions on some level are destructive. To tear, to destroy a building, to untie, and to erase are all destructive. They're all destructive. What is the core and fundamental chakira you want to ask in understanding these almanas malachas? A basic fundamental chakira with birurei halacha in Shulchan Aruch Sim Shin Mem that are enormous. What's the basic and fundamental chakira you want to ask in understanding these malachas? Hello? Let's say I come up with a mochek that is constructive but not amanas lichtov. For example, I have some kids who like do painting. They're good artists. So one time, about a year ago, it's terrible. One of my grandkids came over. They had this beautiful painting they did, and there was like they're waiting to get framed. And one of the grandkids came and took like crayons and like and like it was devastating. It was terrible. So we came up with, we went to some kind of like art guy, like who has like art restoration guy, and he was able to scrape off the crayon, take off that layer, and leave back the paint. Okay? So,
which one was
Was it a mechika? Yes. Was it almanas lichtov?
No.
Was it constructive?
No.
Yes. So, what am I asking? What am I asking? What I'm asking is, what is the role of the almanas? Is the almanas merely to convert a destructive act into constructive, and the almanas is an example, but there might be other examples. And if you do a korea or a mechika almanas, and not almanas, but it's constructive, you're chayiv, because these are destructive malachos, and you need to make them constructive. Or do you assume, no, this is how it was done in the Mishkan. And if this is how it was done in the Mishkan, when it says almanas lit for, it's not an example. It's actually the definition of the malach. And therefore, you must do it almanas lit for. If you don't do it almanas lit for, even if it's constructive, it will not be a malach adoras.
So this kind of gets back to the same concept of yesterday. Is it the reasoning behind it, or is it the actual?
Well, I don't remember from yesterday.
No, like we said, like is it like a svara, or is it like just like, well,
I don't know if I would agree to do that. If that makes that fussy boat, that's fine. Doesn't float mine, but okay. Rabosai, what is the machlokas Rambam and Rashi? When you're posted based at Savar, is it almanas lit for?
No.
No. But is it constructive?
Yes.
So according to Rashi, in order to be chayiv, you're not chayiv for korea, because it's not almanas lit for. Therefore, must be another malacha. He says, makar pasish. But the Rambam entertains the possibility that even if it's shalom almanas lit for, as long as it's constructive, you're going to be chayiv. And in fact, that's exactly what the Rambam says in this Rambam. What does he say? If you're korea bechamosim, you're angry and it's your garment. Do you have any intention to go ahead and to sew that garment up?
No.
You're korea amesa. Any intention to go ahead and fix up that garment? No. But why are you chayev? Because constructive. So the Rambam's position is almanas litfor are only examples. But as long as it's done with a constructive purpose, you're going to be chayev. Whereas Rashi says it must be almanas dafka. Nafka min al halacha. Famous nafka min al halacha. You find yourself Shabbos Kodesh in a bathroom, needing the facilities, and there is no cut toilet paper. So in order to use the toilet paper, you got to tear. Is that a constructive tearing or a destructive tearing? It's very constructive. A roll is not so effective. What do you need it for? You need pieces. So you're making pieces. That is constructive. Is there any intention of lit for? I think not. And therefore, are you chayev, doraisa or drabanan, for this cutting toilet paper? According to Rashi Shita, what will be the din? And Isser drabanan. According to the Rambam Shita, what will be the din? And Isser doraisa. Nafkamina, can you tear the toilet paper on Shabbos? Mishum kavod habrios. If the issur is only drabanan, Gemara brachas daf yutes, the makom kavod habrios, mutter. You can file the issur drabanan, makom kavod habrios, you can tear the toilet paper, no problem. According to the Rambam's position, however, this would be an issur doraisa. So you need to knock it down to an issur drabanan. How do you knock it down to an issur drabanan? Cut it with a shinui. If you cut it, also not on lines, but cut it with a shinui, with your elbow, with your teeth, whatever, and now it's a nisa drabana, now you're in the world of kavod habrios. That'll be a nafkamina lahalach. Now, rabosai, so core and fundamental machlokes. Now, there's a taisis, a very famous and very important taisis in Maseches Shabbos, which I want to go through with you and learn with you well. There's a gemara there in Shabbos that says like this, okay? Important gemara. It says as follows. Hazomer vitzarech le'etzim chayav shtayim. Achas mishum what? kotzer, and achas mishum notze. Okay. What is zomer? I just think English. Pruning. What is pruning? Is when you have a bush, a tree, a branch, or whatever, and it's growing a little too much, so things don't grow well if it's too crowded. The branches cluster into each other. You cut down the branches for what purpose? To facilitate plant growth. So the zomer is going to generate an iser noteya. Zomer, by definition, is facilitating plant growth. It's a little ironic. By cutting the plant, by severing it from gidul karka, you're chayiv mishum promoting its growth. That's the melacha of zomer. And then says the Gemara, v'tzarech le'etzim, you're not just going to cut it, you're going to use that wood as firewood. But once you use the wood as firewood, you're also mechayiv mishum mishum kotzer. One action, opposite results in a certain sense, and you're chayiv twice. That is this Gemara. Now, I mentioned earlier, there's a fundamental machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. You do a malacha for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the halacha? Chai. According to Rabbi Shimon, pot. Comes Tosis, and Tosis asks, Hazomer b'tzorach le'etzim chai shtai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there are two extra words in that sentence. What are the two extra words? Tzorach le'etzim. Why are those words extra? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayav. So even if you're not tzorach le'etzim, bottom line is, what are you doing? You are oker davar mikidulo. You're uprooting. That's kotzer. Why are you doing this kotzer?
So grow better.
To make it grow better. Good. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And you should be chayav twice for kotzer and notay. And because of that comment, if you look at the Tosas Rid, there in Shabbos, the Tosas Rid said this whole Gemara is only Aliba to Rabbi Shimon. Because what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is puter. So in order to make it chayav, what do you need? You need tzorach le'etzim. That's how the Tosas Rid learns the Gemara. However, Tosas does not learn the Gemara that way. And I'm going to tell you, the Rambam is not learning the Gemara like that either. I'll tell you why the Rambam isn't. Because how does the Rambam paskin the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Rambam paskins per Aleph halacha zayin of Hilchos Shabbos malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayv. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam in per ches halacha dalet of Hilchos Shabbos says hazomer v'tzorech le'etzim chayv shtayim. But if you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then what? Then why do you have to say v'tzorech le'etzim? So apparently, the Rambam also is not learning this Gemara only like Rabbi Shimon. It's even being learned according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he also quotes the din of v'tzorech le'etzim, which is also going to be Tosas' position. Tosas happens to look like Rabbi Shimon, but he's learning this Gemara is also according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Can you
I'm going to learn Tosas right now. So now look inside. Really important Tosas. Vitzarech le'etzim. Nira de'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. De mechai of malacha shen tzulich gufa, ba'inan tzarech le'etzim. Now, I want just to understand, when you learn the Tosas, he's asking a question over here. This is what we call a she'ela smuya. It's a hidden question over here, but he's basically asking a question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds malacha shen tzulich gufa is chayiv, why do you need v'tzarech le'etzim? Why do you need those words? So he said, even Rabbi Yehuda needs those words. Why? And he says the following: Delo mikri be'etzim kotzer, ella be'inyan ze. What's he saying? What's he saying? Why do you need v'tzarech le'etzim in this sentence? Two possibilities. One possibility is because otherwise it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need it for that, because he holds malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayiv. So says Rabbi Yehuda, the definition of kotzer as a malacha, it's not the malacha of kotzer unless Sarich le'etzim. Because what is the English translation of the word kotzer? Harvesting. What does the word harvesting mean? When you want to, let's say, harvest kidneys to sell on the market, what does it mean you're harvesting? What does the word harvesting mean? You're collecting for what? For use. There's a use. So says Tosis that the definition of kotzer means? Means you're using it. That's the definition. If I'm just doing zomer, the inutzer le'etzim, what's the halacha? You only chayv once. You only chayv mishum. Now, if Tosa stopped right there, I'd be really, really happy. Really happy. Because I just got an insight into Malachas Kotzer. Really happy. I'm good. But Tosa didn't stop there. Then he goes, he throws in some really, really big-time goodies. Midi dahave akorea amenas litfor umochek amenas lichtov. Ooh. Just like amenas. So what's Tosa saying in the just like? What's the just like? What's his just like? Just like kotzer demands what? Sarich le'etzim. That's the definition of the malacha. So to tofer and korea, it's not merely to turn it into a what? To into a constructive malacha, but these are the definition of the malacha. Which means, how is Tosas learning our sugya lechol posei beis atzavar? Like Rashi. It cannot be meleches korea because it's not amenas lit for. These are definitions. I would have been really happy if Tosas stopped there. But he didn't even stop there. He threw him in another tidbit. Ukeda amar Rav Yochanan, lekamon. And he quotes Rav Yochanan, what a din, what a din. You have a juicy, juicy, juicy pickle. Juicy pickle. And you take the pickle and you squeeze the pickle. Why? Because you want to drink some pickle juice? No. Because you want a dry pickle. It's too juicy. You want a drier pickle. So that's called sochet. Not lememehen. But legufan. And what does Rav Yochanan say? Mutter. Whoa, mutter. Mutter? You did schita! How in the world can that be mutter? I might have said melach shen legufa. After all, schita was done normally for the juice. Now you're doing it legufan, melach shen legufa. Rav Yudah Chayev, Rav Shimon Pater Aval Aser. But he says, no, he says, mutter. How in the world is it mutter? The answer is, what is the definition of schita? Is when you're doing it for the juice. So when you take a can of tuna fish and you squeeze out the tuna because you don't like all that water in there, you can put it in a cup and you drink the tuna juice? No, I don't think so. So, why are you doing it? You're doing it because you want dry tuna. What's the din? Mutter. Don't ask me about what you're asking me, Schneier, Zalman, Shlita. Because you're asking me about a different schita. A schita midin libun. Antumat schita midin dosh. Schita is a told of two malachas. We're talking about dosh over here. Okay, now. So now I got, whoa. So I just developed an insight into Malachas Kotzer. Malachas Korea, Malachas Meichet, Malachas Saiser, ooh, I got a whole, and Schita. Wow. Comes on Rav Akiva Eger. And Rav Akiva Eger drops an atom bomb. A bomb. And he says, he quotes, he really summarizes our sugya for us. Does a nice job summarizing everything for us. And then he says, quotes the Rambam, he says Rambam's Korea is Korea. Tosis seems to say you can't be Korea, it's gotta be Amanas lit for us, so it's only sets it all up and he says at the end, Utmihani. I am absolutely flummoxed. Ma'od. Ma'od. because the Gemara says on Daf Kuvav that there's a din of Korea Bechamosam. There's a din of Korea Almesa. And it says you're chayiv. It says you're chayiv. Where is the Almanas lit for? So according to the Rambam, Nicha, we're good. But according to all of these Rishonim, and Tosis is really the most prominent one, who says you need Amanas lit for. How can you be chayiv for Korei Bechamoso and Korei Almesa? So this is Kasha. And he says, V'kol zeh tzarech li iyun. Which means Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I got nothing. Now, if Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I got nothing, I'll tell you, Isaacson also got nothing.
But Korea Mesa is already...
Right. It's Melech's Korea.
Right. But
so, but where's the Almanas lit for?
You don't need it, because that's already something that you're going to get punished for.
I don't know.
If I said you can't tear anything from Mesa.
No, Korea, a garment. You're not tearing your... So he said Tzarech L'ayin. The Stipler Gaon in the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov and Maseches Shabbos quotes this Kasha, and he calls it the Kushya Atzuma of Rav Akiva Eiger, which in English means atom bomb. But he says, I got a Terence. He gives a Terence. This is a very interesting idea. I'm going to share with you, and then I want to share one cute Yerushalmi. One cute Yerushalmi. He says like this. The Stipler, the Kilosyan. He says as follows. Every single Malach and Shabbos tells you, don't bake, ofer, don't cook, bake. What's the Torah Aser? What's your agenda in baking? The answer is the bread, the cake. If someone offered you, here, you don't have to bake. Just take the bread. Here's bread. Here's cake. Are you good?
Yeah.
You're good. You're good. The agenda is the result. Kosev, writing. The agenda is the result. Is now you have a written document. Soveya, you've dyed the garment. You have a new totsa'a. Bone, you've constructed a kli, you've constructed a building. Borer, you've sifted out the schmutz from the good stuff. You have a better, you have a totsa'a that is an enhanced totsa'a. Every malach is about an enhanced totsa'a that comes about as a result of your malach. And therefore, if someone gave you the cake and said, don't worry, here's the cake, you're happy. There's one subcategory of actions where it's not about the result, it's about the process. Your kids are driving you crazy. You're really angry. And you want them to calm down. So you go to your closet and you show them a torn garment. No. What you need is the kriya. Are you accomplishing anything korei bechamoso by wearing a torn garment?
No.
It's the kriya. The tikkun is in the process, not in the totsah. So says the Stipler. Enachanam. Tosis demands almanas lit for when the orientation of the malacha is in the result. Then you need the right result. It has to be almanas lit for. But if the whole goal of the malacha is the kriya itself, the process itself, that's the end result, then even if it's shalom and azlit for, korei bechamos, korei bechamoso, is going to the malacha. And these are the only examples that he said these are the examples. Korei b'chamaskor, and therefore then in that case in a chanami, Tosis says doesn't have to be amanas litvar because it's about this process, and that's the chiddush of Tosis. How do we pass in the halacha in this machlekes? We pass in the bir halacha simin shin mem lengthy discussions l'chumra. Any time there's a malacha that's done with a, if it's a destructive malacha with a tikkun, that's going to be a malacha d'oraisa. It doesn't have to be dafka amanas litvar. We pass in like essentially what we're saying is the shitsa rama. One last tidbit, which is this acute tidbit, a little dessert, a little cherry on top. This is a Yerushalmi. My Rebbe, Rav Yonason Sachs Shlita, always likes to tell over this Yerushalmi. Anytime, like, there's an opportunity to say it over, he says it over. Yerushalmi goes like this. Hakorea Almesa. Bishabis Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv? Because it's a tikkun. What's the tikkun? The tikkun is you're doing a mitzvah of korei almes. It's a mitzvah to tear kriya. You're doing a mitzvah. So ask the Yishalmi, wait a second. It's a mitzvah haba be'aveira. Because you've been korei when? On Shabbos. So if you've been korei on Shabbos, it's not veira, it's not a mitzvah. Wait a second. If it's not a mitzvah, then it's not a tikkun, it's a kilkul. And if it's a kilkul, then what? Then it's not a malach on Shabbos. But if it's not a malach on Shabbos, then it's a no longer a mitzvah abba b'avera. So it's a mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah, then it's a tikkun. And it's chil Shabbos. And it's a mitzvah avera. That's a Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi says, no, it can't be. You got to get out of that loop. Or else you'll be learning this Yerushalmi forever. So he says a big chiddush. Give me an example of mitzvah above avera.
Stolen
loof. Stolen matzah. Yeah. Mitzvah above avera is a halacha. This lulav is now tainted by what? It's a stolen lulav. You can't be yotzei mitzvah lulav, but a stolen lulav is a tainted lulav. It's an impaired cheftza, the mitzvah. You can't use an impaired cheftza, the mitzvah. Lulav ha-gazav. You can't use an impaired cheftza, the mitzvah for a mitzvah. It's a din cheftza. Chil Shabbos. Is that a din cheftza or din gavra? Is there anything tainted by this torn beged?
No.
What's the yisr? The yisr is, I can't tear a beged. That's halacha in gavra. There's no taint in the beged. And therefore, there's no halacha of mitzvah ha-babaver. You will have been yotzei the mitzvah, and you will have been yotzei Shabbos. And that's how Yerushalmi kind of gets out of this. Again, I just throw that in because it's a korea al-meso kind of discussion. We will stop there and dive into mikvos tomorrow.